All right, we're going to roll into our post-race press conference here for the 9th annual Buckle Up in Your Truck 225 for the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series. We've now been joined by our race-winning team, driver of the number 17, driver of number 17, Academy Sports Toyota, Tyler Ankrum, the race-winning crew chief, Kevin Bono Mannion, and race-winning team owner David Gilliland. And congratulations, guys, on the win tonight. We will go ahead and take questions for Tyler, David, or Bono. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll get you a microphone. Who would like to kick us off? Come on. Somebody wants to ask a question? All right, Jerry, thank you.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net. Talk about the win. You know, obviously, you're, I think, maybe the only driver in the 2000s that's gotten a win from that era. So it's got to be kind of a big deal for you.
Is it on?
Oh, yeah, there you go. I don't think I was holding close to my mouth. I mean, it's pretty awesome. I mean, my vocabulary isn't on right now. I just don't know what to say. I'm just so thankful for, you know, the ride I'm in and DJR Crosley, Toyota, Railblazer Academy. You know, we've been working so hard lately. Well, the guys have been working hard so lately. And, you know, week in, week out, they, you know, just keep on giving me, you know, or not, shouldn't be giving me better cars, but we've together been getting better. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, I honestly didn't think this was going to be possible. I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think we could do it, but, you know, with the support I've had and kind of the pressure, too. Man, I was kind of the pressure to get a sponsor, but, you know, I'm just so thankful for everyone around me and what they do.
Because of your age, I believe you have a waiver because of the races that you missed. And what was going through your mind when you saw the 24 run out of fuel?
Oh, a smile cracked on my face. I was so worried. I couldn't see the 24 out front. I knew the laps were winding down. I couldn't see him. And I saw him at all the way at the opposite end of the straightaway. And I honestly think I forgot to breathe the last 30 laps. And I just don't know what to say, man. I'm just so thankful for what we've done here. And we've made the chase. Well, hopefully. And hopefully we'll find sponsorship for the rest of the races for the season. And I am hopefully this is many more to come.
All right, additional questions? Aaron?
Dustin Albino, front stretch. David, what's this mean to get this win for your team?
It's super special, you know. We couldn't do it without the help of Bola Mastis and Toyota and all our partners that, you know, have supported us since day one. And, you know, we got guys like Kevin Mannion here that took a chance and came to work for our team. And just a great group of people, and you know, we're really working on trying to build this and build our team, and kind of create something different. And like I said, I'm really proud of Tyler. He's done a great job. My son Todd raced with him in quarter midgets, I think when they were probably 11 or 12 years old, and you know, I saw Tyler had a ton of ability, and he's done a great job. He was a champion in the K&N Series for us, and that's really special too to have that growth. And these kids be able to come and move up through DGR Crosley and stay within our family, you know, under the Toyota umbrella and you know, in our family. And that's how we run our business, like a family. And, you know, to come out here and produce these results is something we're really, really proud of.
All right. Additional questions? All right. We'll get one for Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. David, so Tyler's mentioned a few times about a sponsor, and hopefully this win helps. Do you guys plan on running the rest of the season now that he's eligible for the playoffs? How is this going to work? Is it kind of dependent on sponsorship at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, you know, at this day and time, you know, sponsorship is hard to come by, and you know, obviously we're going to work hard as hard as we can. You know, wins help everything, so, you know, we'll dig our heels in and see what we can do to make that happen. But you know, we've ran them till now, and we're gonna do everything we can to go out and try and win a championship. That's been our ultimate goal, and You know, we finished 1-2 in the K&N series last year, and so we can win championships, and we're going to, you know, we're not going to stop until we go for it again. So we'll see what we can do.
Go ahead.
One more, Jerry Jordan, kicking tires on that. Bono, talk about your being on the box up there tonight watching this race. What was going through your head as he was closing down the laps there and then 24 ran out of fuel?
You know, what was going through my head was a lot of things. You know, I felt Tyler from the minute I kind of met him a couple years ago when I came to work for David and Bo at DGR Crosley. I saw his name on the car and a K&N car, and I said, "Who's this kid?" And he showed up, and I met him, and they went to New Smyrna, and I watched it on a computer and couldn't believe from the back to the front how aggressive and talented he seemed to be, and then continued on to win the championship last year and spent a lot of time going to a lot of K&N races getting to know Tyler and that group of guys. But there's been a lot of, like Tyler mentioned, there's been a lot of pressure on him. You know, he has a waiver. He turned 18 March something, and he missed the first couple races. And he has a waiver to run for the championship. Knowing that, he had to run a different truck a couple times a few weeks ago. You know, and it just really, he really understood what that meant to go for it. So the pressure on him to win a champion, to win a race, to have an opportunity to win a truck championship was huge. So. You know, I think we finished third at Texas, and then or Charlotte rather, and Chicago. We would have had a good top five, and we made a mistake and we sped on pit road. But that's, you know, you gotta make aggressive calls to win races, and you gotta be on the chip basically, and on your red lights coming down, and we were 0.3 over on speed. And so, I mean, even the call we made tonight to stay out, we had a short pit and we had to take more gas than the other guys, and that's how we lost the lead. With that, they short filled, and thought it was their call was aggressive too. So everyone's making aggressive calls, but going through my mind, I knew the 24 was quick until he pitted, and then they figured out they didn't get enough gas in it, so their lap times were slow, and we were catching them a second a lap. And then with the 99 hit the wall, I said, okay, that's one down, and we were close to him, but, you know, I thought for sure, the 24 was going to run out, just hoping and praying anyhow. And so when I heard the spotter say that, I really got excited because I knew all we had to do was finish, run a couple more laps. So, happy for Tyler, happy for David and Bo for getting a win. Just happy.
You've been around for a long time. Who would you compare Tyler to in the garage, people you know over there?
Ryan Newman. Look at his head.
I hope I don't get that belly, though.
No offense, Ryan. He's very, very aggressive. No, I had an official tell me today, or somebody official or a fan or somebody said, man, we get to watch Tyler today. He's always very aggressive, and he doesn't take no BS from anyone out there, you know, and stands his ground, and makes things happen. So, really good night for us for sure.
All right, Bob, did you have a question?
Tyler, what will you be looking for in the next three races? And you know, if there were three different winners, it could still actually come down to points. So, I mean, are you going to be running for – you have to – I guess are you going to run for wins or do you have to run for points?
I mean, we're here to win, right? But, I mean, you know, when you ask me, you know, what I'm racing for, I'm racing to learn to get better. You know, there's no such thing as perfection in the sport. Perfection – well, you can chase perfection. You can be the closest to perfection, but – it's kind of like chasing the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You'll never find it, but you can definitely be the closest to it. So, I mean, going forward, I'm really looking for consistency. I mean, I felt got fine. Okay, I figured it out. I'm sorry, but I feel like I need to run better in the stages. I think I need to get better at restarts. Definitely, most definitely, I need to get better at restarts, but. You know, I'm just, you know, still over the moon about what these guys done and what these trucks bringing. I think the preparation we'll have going forward, like we were so prepared for this race and all the races in the past, we brought it all together tonight. And, you know, granted we did get, you know, in a way we did get lucky with fuel. And Moffitt was a lap short, but in my mind a win's still a win. And we led laps and we were able to hold off the 99 there for, it seemed like forever. It seemed like I was fighting against the 99 behind me for the longest time. So going forward, I'm going to be looking for consistency and just performing better